BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
We've been on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show in for Grimmy all this week. Here's what happened on Friday's show.
This is
the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills.
Good morning. We have made it to Friday, everybody. This is the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills. Good morning, Christopher.
Good morning.
You okay?
I'm good, yeah, yeah.
Now, we are planning something a bit social later, and it seems to be stressing you out.
Well, I don't know, it seemed like a nice idea yesterday, but now I'm a bit tired, I'm thinking to myself, oh, do you know what, I really can't be bothered. No offence, mate.
Well, we can rearrange.
So you're coming round to mine later, and it's the first time that's happened since I've moved.
Yes, it is.
But it's causing me stress.
What's stressful about it?
Well, a number of things. Like, if we're eating at my house, I don't know really what to cook for you, because you're all about the health at the moment.
Let's just get a takeaway.
Can we?
Yeah.
Can we?
Does that make it less stressful for you?
Well, that's one thing, yeah. And then the other thing is girlfriends are making me tidy up.
Right, okay. Is it a real mess in there?
It's a mess. Well, it's not so bad, but it's sort of the unnecessary cleaning that we have to do. It's like the Queen's arriving.
Mate, I've...
No, it is, because...
I've known you for years. You'd have to clean up on my account.
No, but it's clean. The issue is that she wants to go full, like, proper
right.
in on the cleaning.
Okay, so. Right, so a deep clean before I arrive.
So at some point, you know, I was hoping to fit in a sleep today before you come, and then we're DJing later.
Yes, we are. Harper Adams.
Yeah.
Young Farmers.
It's obviously good and all, but I just can't be bothered doing this massive clean that I know
right.
is coming my way today.
Well, I'll come around another time then. That's
all
absolutely
because you
fine.
Want to be social.
It's really stressing you out. It's I'm just going to pop round. Don't need to be make a big thing of it.
Well, I'm having to, so I hope you appreciate it.
Well, thank you. I'll be running my finger along all the services later.
That's how it feels. It pressures on.
Checking for dust. Good morning. What an eventful night it's been. I got about 6 hours sleep. For me, that's eventful.
Mm. BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Good morning, this is Scott Mills. One of the Breakfast Show team here has pulled an all-nighter today and has had a party around his house with a massive election map in the garden.
It's not me. I'd really like to point this out. It's definitely not me. Why would you do that?
He's been trying to hear from every single constituency
Why?
On Twitter all night, and I think he might have managed it. Good work, Chris. Not you, obviously.
I gotta pay.
The other one.
So I'm gonna work every day.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So I just mentioned that one of the team on the show this morning has been up all night. I think he feels slightly mad now. He's not been drinking, but he's just had a massive party around his house. He lives with quite a few other people, a load of housemates. And I thought it was in the garden. It's not. It's in the kind of lounge area. And there's a huge piece of paper that they've put on, and they've drawn a map.
It's unbelievable.
Have you got it on Twitter?
I'm looking at it right now. I don't know why on earth he's wasted a whole evening doing this. In fact, if anything, I think you should be quite annoyed. You should discipline him. He's been up all night.
Why?
Working on a map.
But he enjoys it.
It's a bizarre idea. So they wanted to hear from someone on Twitter from every constituency for their own personal...
About an hour ago, I was... watching their Twitter feed, it was like, we've still got to hear from Northern Ireland. And then someone got in touch and they were like, yeah, bingo!
I just don't understand why this is a thing. And they've drawn this map out. I mean, the BBC coverage last night was awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it's not on the same scale as the BBC one with, like, you know, the projections on the walls and the lighting and that.
No,
they've had a good go.
But the BBC do what they do so you don't have to do this. There's literally no need.
And also... He works at the BBC.
It's so weird.
Just stand outside work. You'll see it all happen there.
Here's the thing with the election night. I like it because it's got a sort of feel about it, like the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Like Transfer Deadline Day.
Or FA Cup Day or something like that.
Get the snacks in.
Or Eurovision.
Like last night, I put on Twitter about people, you know, good snacks that are going on, right?
Yeah.
Everyone's sending pictures of chicken wings that they've done. All the crisps.
Yeah.
People have made a big effort.
It's an exciting evening.
I understand that, right? But it gets to about... I don't know, 1 o'clock in the morning, you give up.
Yeah.
You don't then draw a map.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Kim's been on saying the same thing. I've got the same problem with cleaning. One person comes around, I have to do the whole house. It's just me. Don't worry about it so much. And that, like, I'm only going to be there like an hour, and then we've got to go to our DJ gig tonight.
I know, but there's been pressures put on me to basically make the place good for you.
Thank you.
It's like, I don't want to go into it, actually. It's more just the... I know you're famous and stuff like that, but the extra efforts I'm having to go to look after you on your trip to my place are ridiculous.
There are other people that have created maps and have been up all night.
It's so sad.
It's not going to be as good as our friend Chris here, the other Chris, who's working on the show today, who has pulled an all-nighter in his house with a huge sheet of paper and a map of the United Kingdom, hoping to hear from every single seat. Tweet your seat. It's gone quite well.
350?
Yes, that's good.
That's good. I mean, there's other things to aim for, I would say, like generally, obviously. Did the BBC not do enough for you? Why are you doing it?
We just wanted something in our own house, you know?
Yeah. He's really pleased with himself.
I can tell.
He's really awake. Night.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I see you're trying to make Who Friday still a thing.
It is a thing.
It's gone up on your Instagram.
That's right.
It's a good one today.
It is a good one, isn't it? Who is that? It's on my Instagram now. Do you remember who it is? Vaguely. 7:18. Good morning, Becky.
Hello.
It's Scott. How are you doing?
Yeah, good, thanks. You?
All good.
Good.
Pleased it's Friday.
Yeah. My birthday today.
Oh, another real or no real person with their birthday.
Yeah.
How old are you?
21.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
I've actually got Sunita to record you a special personalised message.
Oh, nice.
Would you like to hear it?
Yes, please.
Happy birthday to you and many more.
Thanks.
There we are.
Isn't this the best birthday ever?
Yes, definitely.
Sunita there, off of Sometimes on the X Factor.
Sorry?
Yeah. So, it's your 21st birthday. Are you working today?
Yeah, I am.
What do you do?
I'm a hairdresser.
Have you been anywhere nice on your holidays this year?
Typical hairdresser talk.
Yeah. What's your opening line to people when they're in the chair?
Just, how's your hair been?
What? That's a weird question.
How's your hair been?
So, how's your hair been? Well, welcome to Real or No Real on your 21st birthday. Are you ready to play the game?
I am, yeah.
Here's your first fact.
David Dimbleby made it through his 9-hour shift on the BBC's overnight election broadcast on a diet of honey and bananas.
What a legend.
So Dimbleby on an all-nighter on what? Honey and...
bananas.
No, you can't do all night and just that.
But you can.
Can,
yeah,
really?
Yeah, I reckon you can.
Yeah, of course really? You can, yes.
Yeah.
A lot of energy comes from bananas.
It does.
When's the last time you did an all-nighter on honey and bananas, though? Doesn't it happen?
I've never done it. I don't like bananas.
No, and not just that. It's not enough to power you through an evening. If I was Dimbleby, here's what I'm saying. Light dinner, light pasta-based meal between 9 and 10. Nothing too heavy. Then what I'm saying, get into your evening. Few drinks, probably, in his case, some energy drinks. I appreciate that you can't get in anything much harder whilst you're broadcasting. Okay? I'm saying round about 2 o'clock, kebab. Bring Dimbleby a kebab.
He would have been on TV at 2 o'clock.
I know, but that will just give him that boost to get through the other couple of hours.
Imagine him
get
like,
back in
next to the UK map, boshing a massive donner.
End of the night, 4 a.m, treat, curry.
Where do you get curry at 4 a.m?
I used to do it. Mansell's in Southampton after a big night out.
That's the place where they've got like a shrine to me, isn't it?
I'd love it if Dimbleby's election night had ended in a curry.
In Mansell's. Do you reckon this is real then, Becky?
Yeah, I reckon it's real.
Chris?
Unfortunately, I think this is real, but it's not right.
That one is real.
Yes, David Dimbleby has presented the BBC's coverage of every election since 1979, fueled always by a diet of honey and bananas. It's the food of champions.
Yum.
Yum indeed. And next,
Tom Cruise uses a facial treatment that involves having bird droppings massaged onto the skin.
Oh dear.
Now, Becky, you're in the world of hair and beauty. Have you ever heard of that?
No, I definitely haven't.
It's quite surprising that I haven't had it done already, isn't it?
Yeah.
What? Sounds right up my street.
How does this work? So birds are...
Okay, so you get your... No, they don't poo directly onto Tom Cruise's face.
No?
No. What they do is they collect some bird droppings and then they get gently massaged into the skin.
I see.
It's your bird poo facial there.
I've heard about this happening before, though. Substances that can go on the face and it sort of makes it far fresher.
I've heard of that.
You've got your moisturisers, of course, but you've got your specialist moisturisers as well.
You have.
Alternative, if you will.
But does Tom Cruise have a facial treatment that involves having bird droppings massaged into his skin? Becky?
I'm going to go with no real.
It does sound ridiculous, but he is in Hollywood.
Yeah, it could be real, but I don't think so.
Hollywood stars will try anything for beauty. If there is something in this, he will have definitely given it a go. I'm thinking this is real.
He does look good, though, Tom Cruise, for his age.
Yeah, oh, he's definitely putting something on his face.
Yeah, he's definitely making himself look younger somehow. Real or no real?
Real.
That one is real.
Oh, no.
Oh, Becky. According to an insider, Tom doesn't go in for Botox or surgery, but he does pay close attention to all the new natural treatments.
That's what I mean.
Those are the ones you're talking about.
Well, each their own.
And next.
Yesterday's Live Lounge guests, Slaves, began their career using an old ice cream van for their tour bus.
Oh, that's so cool. If that's real.
I can see that.
Yeah, if that's real, that is so cool.
But yeah, I reckon real.
They've got an ice cream van in their video for their song, current song.
Do you reckon the music was Slaves as well, the ice cream music? That'd be good, wouldn't it?
That'd scare the children off.
Feed the mantra.
Good in the Live Lounge yesterday, Slaves, but did they begin by just schlepping around in an old ice cream van all over the UK doing gigs for probably not much monies? Do you think this is real, Becky?
I do, yes.
I'm going to go... I think this is awesome, if real. I'm going to... would they done it? I'm going to go real.
That one is no real.
Oh. It's not going well, is it, Becky?
It's not, no.
Should we do one more?
Go on, then.
Eamon Holmes proposed to his fellow This Morning presenter, Ruth Langsford, by text message.
They are my favourite on-screen couple.
They're amazing, aren't they?
I love it when they have an argument halfway through the show. On air.
Mm.
Actually, didn't we used to play some great clips of their arguments?
Yes.
I think we've got them somewhere. Give me a sec. Do you like Eamon and Ruth, Becky?
I've never watched them.
What?
So.
Suppose you're at work, though, aren't you?
Yeah.
You've never seen Eamon and Ruth, the magic that is, on TV?
I'll have to squeeze them in at some point.
Do it. Right, I've got the clips. Listen to Eamon and Ruth having a little bit of an argument.
Sorry.
No, just she was having an argument with me there.
Well, just...
If it's too near the post, then just move.
You pushed me over here, then I can't move.
I bet you didn't do that to Philip, do you?
But well, he doesn't push me over there. He stands where he's supposed to stand. Right.
See, that was kind of a good-natured argument about a pillar that they were standing next to. But sometimes they do get quite vicious with each other, which is essential viewing. Here they are, arguing about a phone that needs to be switched off.
Do you have a mobile phone on you, incidentally? Because we're hearing some buzzing. We need to turn it off.
I'll turn it off. Just leave it
on. No, we need to turn it off, darling. Just let me deal with it.
Oh, a domestic.
Yes. It's the technophobe Ruth says, oh, it's okay.
I love it so much. Real or no real, Eamon Holmes proposed to Ruth by text message.
I'm going to go for real.
I don't think this would have happened because it would have gone down badly and then they wouldn't have got married. So I think no real.
That one is real.
What? Yes, I can so imagine him doing that. Ruth says Eamon proposed by text when the couple were in the same cab but were too embarrassed by the cab driver to have the conversation out loud. So he's literally next to her in the taxi and is like, do you fancy marrying me? On text.
So they've got a good relationship, haven't they?
That's exactly how Eamon rolls. And at the end of that round of real or no real?
Okay, it's a draw. I got 20. Becky got 20.
Yeah.
Woo!
So you kind of won.
Kind of, yeah. I'll just tell everyone I won. It's fine.
Yeah. Well, happy birthday.
Thank you.
And many more. Love you, bye.
Bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So this morning, Taylor Swift has been talking about how she feels when she breaks up with someone. Taylor Swift strikes me as the person that would go slightly mad after a breakup. She says, you know how it is when you're going through heartbreak. A heartbroken person is unlike any other person. Their time moves at a completely different pace to ours. Nothing distracts you from it. Then time passes, and the more you live your life and create new habits, you get used to not having a text message every morning saying, "Hello, beautiful. Good morning." You get used to not calling someone at night to tell them how your day was. You replace these old habits with new habits, like texting your friends in a group chat all day and planning fun dinner parties and going out on adventures with your girlfriends. And then all of a sudden, you're in London one day and you realise you've been in the same place as your ex for 2 weeks and you're absolutely fine. Are you, though? What have you got, Chris?
Well, it seems... Well, Chris Brown's put a picture up on his Instagram. It's of a fan that has broken into his house and then lived there for 2 days.
Why has he put a picture up?
I don't know. I think he's just a bit weirded out by the occasion, but she's sort of made herself her own dinners and things like that, and he's come back and she's just been living there.
Is it Taylor Swift?
It's not. It's definitely not Taylor Swift.
What, so she, do you think she was expecting him to come back any minute?
And I think that was the plan, but then he was obviously away.
Right, so he didn't return for like 2 days, so she just made herself at home.
Well, I'm in now.
Made some meals, cooked some dinner,
wrote
some stuff on the walls.
I mean, I'm not quite sure. Yes, that happened as well. But yeah, it's an odd one, because the first thing he's done is put a picture of her on Instagram.
That's odd.
Mm.
Is she still there?
I doubt she's there
at
anymore.
At what point do you go, "I'm going to call the police"?
I think before you put a picture up on Instagram.
Me too. Also today, Tom Daley has just tweeted this morning that the thought of turning 21 this week is making him anxious. He says, "I remember when I was the youngest on the dive team."
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, Scott. It's Krista.
Hi, Krista. How's it going?
It's going very well, thank you. How are you?
Good. Where are you?
I'm in Barcelona.
Oh, casual listener in Barcelona. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Do you live there all the time then?
Yes, I grew up here, so I've been very lucky.
It's lush, Barcelona.
It is. I'm looking at the sea and the palm trees as I speak. It's nice and sunny.
Oh, is it warm?
Yes, it's very warm now.
I'm quite jealous.
Good.
So how do you listen to the show then?
I listen to the podcast. So I listen to them every day.
But today you're listening to us live on the internet because we're on in the morning.
I am. I've got the on in the garden.
Love that.
So we're the soundtrack to quite a beautiful scene, right? You can see the sea?
I can see the sea, I can see palm trees, I'm in the garden, it's a lovely sunny day.
Oh, and our mellow voices just complement that perfectly.
Mm. Of course.
How can we help, Krista?
Well, I'm just wondering if you still do Who Fridays.
Yeah, I tried to make this a thing a few weeks back, mostly on my Instagram, where it's pictures of me with famous people from the past, and I just hashtag it Who Friday.
Well, I've got a really, really good Who for you, if you want.
Oh, yeah? Go on.
Well, our boiler broke, and the landlord is taking ages to fix it, and I got a bit sick of having cold showers. So I started boiling water on the hob and filling up the bath.
Filling up the bath with the kettle is a Who! Have you seen my Instagram today, Krista?
No, I haven't.
Today's Who Friday guest on my Instagram. There's a picture of me and Frankie Kokoza. Do you even know who that is?
I recognise the name. Tell me who it is.
It's a former X Factor contestant.
Ooh, I think I stopped watching X Factor a few years ago. But
well, he was on it a few years ago, but he was like a crazy wild one.
Wasn't he removed?
Oh, is he the one? Yes, I remember him. I remember him. He was out drinking and he got removed. I remember.
All that.
He's a bit Who.
All that and more. He's totally Who. It's a lovely picture of me there. I'm wearing some kind of Russell Brand scarf. And me and Kokoza are in the X Factor house.
Also a bit Who, isn't it? The house.
Do they still have a house?
That's right. You were DJing a garden party for them.
Yeah, I've got booked to play a DJ set at the X Factor house. I can't remember why. Good one, though, eh?
Well, I think my kettle's better. I nearly burnt out the hob with all the pots I had boiling at the same time.
Your kettle's better than Frankie Kokoza. Is that what you're saying to me?
Absolutely.
It's good you're Who. It's quite Victorian. Mm. I like that.
It is Victorian. That's what I thought as well.
A girl called Bethany tweeted me the other day with a brilliant one. Because she was feeling a bit ill and she had the sniffles, her mum told her to put a tissue up her sleeve. No one does that now.
I'm sure they do.
Really good to speak to you. Any more Who's, let me know.
I will do. I'll get in touch.
Love you, bye.
All right, love you, bye.
Adios.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, hang on, I dropped my phone.
You haven't smashed it, have you?
Is it? No, it's not. That went well.
I've proper done mine in.
I know. Do you know, should have put a case on it, mate.
You say it so often to me. It's like
seriously, like, you bore me with your phone because you're like, oh, smashed it. And then I've said to you, get a case on it, mate. And I say it every time.
It's so funny because it really concerns you.
I hate it.
Whenever you take my phone off the charger in here, you'll say to me, you should really get a case for that. I'm like, well, why are you so bothered? Like, I'm not that fussed about it at the moment, but you really care.
Well, now look what's happened.
I know, but why does it bother you so much? It's not your
phone. It really annoys me. Get a case on it. I'll buy you a case.
It's so weird. I don't get it.
Would you like to tell us how that latest smash occurred?
It was the night of the boxing and stayed up quite late for it. Actually, I fell asleep just before the boxing began, a couple of hours before, and my alarm went off because I set my alarm for 2 hours later. It had been a bit of a big night the night before.
Yeah.
So anyway, I attempted sleep for 2 hours, and then when the alarm went off, I was very confused and for some reason launched my phone across the room to try and make the alarm stop.
So you threw your phone across the room?
And it smashed.
If you'd had a case on it, then that probably wouldn't have happened, would it?
I don't know.
Anyway, here's my new... now I've got my... retrieved
so,
my
so
phone.
So what are you trying to show me?
Okay. It's the headline from Woman's Own magazine that I was talking about a lot yesterday.
Yeah,
Vanessa Feltz. It says, 2 stone bigger. Friends fear she's drinking custard again.
It's the most ridiculous headline ever.
Stupid. And also, again, suggests that she's back on it. She's done it before.
I'm almost certain her friends definitely don't have concerns about her drinking too much custard.
I think probably not. What a headline. Like, there's some kind of intervention. Right, Vanessa, we've all had a chat, and we think you can tell us honestly, are you back on the custard again?
We're just worried about you,
V. Just a little bit worried. It's 7:54 on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. We were sat right outside the live lounge yesterday, and it was so loud for slaves. Oh, by the way, I didn't get my picture taken with them.
I know, it was a weird situation. You waited outside the live lounge for them to have a photo with you.
Yeah, then I went. someone was like, "Slaves want a picture with you," and I was like, "Oh, all right." I'm big with the new punk bands.
But it's the fact that you waited outside the live lounge for someone else to have a photo with you.
Yes, and then I walked in, and they'd just done their first song. And they were a bit stressed. And I was like, should we have a picture? And they were like, a bit busy right now, mate. Just doing our first ever live lounge on Radio 1. You might want to come back. And then that was it. They did Skepta Shut Down in the live lounge. And it was amazing. Let's hear it again.
Hey, Isaac, have you ever been to Moat Park in Maidstone when it's shut down?
No.
It's so lovely.
This is really good.
Man's never been in. It's shut down, that's not me and it's shut down. Ring, ring, ring and it's shut down. Fashion week and it's shut down. Went to the show sitting in a front row in a black jack suit and it's shut down. Toss the road and it's shut down. Boy, better know and it's shut down.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Ring, ring, ring and it's shut down. Fashion week and it's shut down. Went to the show sitting in a front row in a black jack suit and it's shut down. Toss the road and it's shut down. Boy, better know and it's shut down.
Yes, that's how Slaves smashed it in the live lounge yesterday.
I think my favourite live lounge of the year so far. I didn't expect to say that.
They got quite emotional with each other afterwards. They were proper nervous before.
Yeah.
And I saw them in the office. They just walked through our office.
They started hugging each other afterwards. Yeah.
It was your first... Like, if you'd grown up listening to the live lounge on Radio 1, like he said when we called him yesterday morning, and then, like, you're on it a few years later, that's mad.
I love how just fun they are as well.
Yeah. That was Slaves and Shut Down. Really good.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So Taylor Swift has done this interview about her breakups. She says, a heartbroken person is like... I don't know why I'm doing that voice. A heartbroken person is unlike any other person. Their time moves at a different pace to ours. But despite this, she says she's never been in love. What are all the songs about then?
It's all getting quite melty, it feels. But it's interesting to hear that side of the story.
Yeah, and also, she is the typical person that would have... And we've all done it. That weird 5 minutes directly after you've broken up with someone.
Yes.
Where you go a little bit weird. And you think you're absolutely fine after a breakup. Your friends are aware that you're doing it and might stage an intervention at some point, but they're like, generally, let them get on with it.
Well, do you remember when that happened with me? I mean, I was burning the candle, I think it's fair to say. At one point, you were worried.
Staying in youth hostels at one point, Chris.
You were worried about my wick. Do you remember?
Yeah, you needed a new candle at one point because you were... It's fair to say, after that ended, you went out.
I remember there was a week that I'd taken as holiday, And so I needed to fill it. So I did a sort of activities week with myself.
Yes.
I remember at one point...
Just you.
Tour of Wembley Stadium.
Yeah, that happened. And do you remember the cabinet rooms?
Yes, I visited Churchill's war cabinet rooms now, as well in a slightly odd move.
I'll let you into a secret. At the time, I was a bit worried, but I knew that it would only be for about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then you would come back around and you'd be absolutely fine. And now look, you're fine.
Everyone does this, though. It's like a time where you suddenly, I don't know, you need to face fears.
Yeah.
Or you want to do something that you've never done before.
One of the team here, I'm not going to say his name, when he broke up with somebody at uni, took up gliding for a while.
That's the best one. why gliding?
Don't know. Just for about 3 or 4 weekends and then realised that he just wanted to go out again.
That's
might
awesome.
Do gliding.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Skydives seem to be very popular when you just break up with somebody. That little funny 5 minutes you have just after you've split up, and then you're absolutely fine again.
I get the skydive thing, because I think you want to take on the world, don't you? You want to show the world that you're winning.
Yeah.
Face a fear.
Gareth in York says, broke up with my girlfriend about a month ago. My taste in music has dramatically changed as well.
There's so many messages coming through.
He kind of has quite aggressive songs now on his...
I just saw a text from someone else saying something similar on the music front, but they got well into classical music.
Yeah. Also, there's someone that broke up with their girlfriend and now owns a lot of paintballing equipment.
Oh, these are so good.
Tattoos seem to also be popular, and changing your hair colour.
Yeah, I dyed my hair pink after I split with my ex. That's Jess.
Hi, Tam.
Hello.
You okay?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Well, you're fine now, but what about after your breakup for 5 minutes?
Yeah, for 5 minutes, I was very depressed and I decided to join a pantomime. the worst thing about it was I wasn't even good enough to get, like, a proper part, so I got put in the chorus and I can't sing.
What was the...
Can I dance?
Why, out of everything you could have done, did you decide to go pantomime?
I have no idea. I felt like I needed to express myself.
Yes, great.
What panto was it?
It was Snow White.
But it felt right at the time.
At the time, it felt like it was the only thing I should do, and it was my calling in life.
That's brilliant.
This is so good.
Okay, so we've broken up. I'm joining the theatre.
Yeah, it became very lovely for a while, and it was very good. And I met lots of friends and had a good time, so it was all good.
Did you go all stagey?
Yeah.
And then, when was the point you realised, actually, I'm over this now, and I don't want to be in the pantomime anymore?
Well, the pantomime finished, which was fine, but then I auditioned for something else and I was so bad that they wouldn't let me do it. So then I decided I should probably just leave theatre alone.
Oh, bless you. But you're fine now.
I'm fine now. It's all good.
Love that. Good to speak to you, Tam. Love you. Bye.
You too. Bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I like the person that just started to do stand-up comedy when he got dumped at uni, but now does actually work in comedy. So it lasted longer than 5 minutes. Mm. So many people were like, I'm going to learn how to fly a plane. I'm going to, like, fly helicopters. And then you realise how much lessons cost. And then Dan in Newcastle deleted all his social media when he had a breakup, got rid of his mobile, and was only contactable on his landline.
That's so good.
Only for about, 3 or 4 weeks.
Vicky's been on. She started ballroom dancing.
Love.
But still doing it, so that's good, actually.
Yeah.
And then, this is good, John in Kings Lynn. When he broke up with his girlfriend, he started to make YouTube gaming videos. Spent loads of money on equipment and only got a grand total of 20 subscribers, then gave up.
Not
it
okay.
Seemed right at the time.
Yeah, for a little bit, not okay, hun, and then fine again. Hello, Radio 1!
Hi, Scott, it's Caroline Flack.
Hey, Caroline!
Is it the Caroline Flack?
Hi!
What a nice surprise. What are you doing?
I know, just listening in.
Oh, thank you.
Awesome.
Just having a good old listen. How you doing?
I thought you were in LA.
No, I'm back. Just arrived back. Fresh from the plane.
I was enjoying all of your Instagrams where it's just like you kind of gazing at a page, looking like you were working.
I did a lot of gazing.
Were you working over there then?
I was writing my book, but it's almost like the worst place to go and write a book is LA.
Why?
A lot of distractions.
Oh, right.
There's just a lot of stuff going on. There's a lot of people there. And then all of a sudden you're writing one page. Next minute you're drinking a pina colada.
Right. So you've not written any of your book?
No, I have. I have written quite a lot. Not in the nighttime.
When do you go off to do Love Island?
Yeah, I go off like the end of the month.
Is it like Fernando's on Take Me Out where you're not allowed to say where it is?
I don't know, actually. I haven't been told about what I'm allowed to say and where I'm not yet, so I better not say anything.
But you do know where you're going,
I'm
right?
I'm well excited. I know where I'm going, yeah, I know where it is.
I remember when they had it on before, years ago. It was somewhere quite Fiji. Tropical. Was it Fiji?
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that you get somewhere like that again.
Me too. And do you know what? Because it's summer, that was on in the winter. Because it's summer, I've got a feeling, well, I know we're going to be close. I've got a feeling. I know we're going to be closer than Fiji.
Right. It's blatantly going to be off of Fernando's.
We're just taking their studio. Yeah.
You'll be bumping into Mark Wright in Fernando's.
Yeah, probably. But it's going to be good. Our studio is on a beach. I mean, that's the dream job, right?
Seriously?
The on a beach. Yeah, the studio's on the beach.
It was celebrities before, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Okay, so this time it's any people have applied, have they?
Anyone could have applied to be on Love Island. You've got to be like between, I think it's 18 and 30.
Yeah.
And you've basically got to be looking for love.
Right.
And then, you know, there's a couple who falls in love and you can vote people out.
Can you?
You have to, you initially vote for a couple to win, but you might not like one of the couples, so you might vote one of them out. So, yeah.
Awesome.
It's good. It's going to be fun. It's going to be really good.
Well, I want you to enjoy that job on the beach.
I'm going to... Live on a beach.
I'm so excited that you've got X Factor.
Oh, thanks, Scott.
Well done.
Thanks. Yeah. We start that on Sunday. Me and Ollie have our first day on Sunday.
Do you?
That's really exciting, yeah.
Oh, it's going to be really good to be back with him, though.
Yeah. I never thought we'd get to work together again. I thought I'd lost him to pop music.
Yeah.
But now he's back.
Woo-hoo. Now he's back. So do you start filming at the auditions on Sunday?
We do. We start just doing a little bit of filming, just getting everything in. So I think we're doing like the opening titles and stuff.
Yeah. So that means you must know who the judges are.
No, I don't. The judges won't be there on Sunday.
Oh.
I honestly have got no clue. I've got no clue who the judges are.
You've got to find out soon though, right?
No, I find out the same as everyone else. If it's the same as when I did Extra Factor, you don't know anything. I was always the last one. I answered everything on Extra Factor.
Actually, Dermot said that to me once. He was like, no, they literally don't tell you anything until the last minute.
No, nothing. You just turn up.
We're talking this morning about things that you've done after you've broken up with someone. You know that slight period afterwards where you go a little bit crazy?
The worst period of your life.
Well, yeah. I mean, you just go a bit weird for a while and then you're fine again.
Yeah. Heartbreak. It can do mad things to you.
Have you got one?
I remember when I broke up with a boy. My mum made me break up with a boy when I was at school because he was 17 and I was 15 and she wasn't having any of it.
Really?
So I ran away. I ran away for about 5 hours and I just ran to the local cafe. I sat there for ages and my brother came and found me.
I think that I've run away before and it's like, I'm leaving you, mother.
Yeah, I'm leaving.
And then it's like, oh, actually, what am I going to do for my tea? And then you go, just go back.
Yeah, just go back.
I don't know if I should really say this, but when I broke up with an ex, I started fishing. I had to meet a man in a car park near Windsor early in the morning.
You met him online, didn't you?
Yeah, I looked for him online and he taught me how to fish.
Well, you went fishing with an older man?
Yes, I did.
That's quite weird. That seems more of like you're just trying to find yourself and maybe looking for a bit of adult company. It's a bit weird, though.
It's all a bit of a blurry time. I was fine again after a few weeks, but yes, I went through a spell of fishing.
Yeah.
Well, on that bombshell, Caroline, I'll let you get on with your day. What are you doing today?
I'm waiting for the AA to come and pick up my car because I lost my car keys and they have to go and take it away and find a way to... It's really boring.
Oh, no, but actually that's... Oh, Caroline.
I know. Don't ever lose your car keys because... You have to go and then take your car to a special place to reconnect the car. It's just, yeah.
Yeah, it sounds long.
It's long. Yeah. It is long. And I'm just hanging out with my cat. I've got this amazing cat.
My friend who's obsessed with cats, John, is like, can you tell me what make it is? Not make.
breed.
Breed it is.
He's a Scottish Fold. He's amazing. A Scottish Fold cat. So he's got little foldy ears.
Oh, he's so... What's his name?
Waffle.
Waffle is so cute.
Yeah.
I like the pictures of him just kind of like on your Instagram where you're like in the bath or something. He's kind of peering over the top.
He follows me everywhere. He's a bit stalkery. He's a bit of a stalker cat. Because I thought cats were supposed to be like quite solitary and like independent and doing their own thing, but he doesn't leave me ever.
Oh, like a
he
dog.
He follows me everywhere. He's like a dog cat.
Did you take him to America?
Cat. No, I didn't want to put him on the plane. I think that would be too scary for him.
Yeah.
Then my mum had him, but I'm back with him now. He's just, I'm outside at the minute and he's just out the window looking at me on the phone to you.
So cute.
I know, it's too cute.
Right, good to speak to you, love. Thank you for being on today.
Bye.
All right, love you, bye.
Have a good show. Bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, Mills, check out the live lounge.
Yes, the custard's here.
Custard's on.
I'm so excited for this. Let's bosh some. People seem to be quite keen on getting involved with custard. I don't know how readily available it is for people, though. Like, if you're in your car at the moment, you can't really get to some. And you're going to be jealous of me drinking custard through a straw in just a moment on Radio 1 because I've got new white teeth and I don't want them to go yellow.
Maybe if you're near a services right now, just pop in.
Pop in, get some custard. A couple of huge developments while that chat was playing. One, the custard's arrived. And two, Vanessa Feltz has just texted my phone saying, I can hear you talking about me. So she's in the building right now because she does work at the BBC, and I think she might be coming to see us.
I love this place so much.
She can smell the custard. Is it going to be awkward talking to Vanessa about drinking custard?
I'm kind of interested to hear her take on it. Yeah, it's all so weird.
I think you might in a minute. I think she's on her way. The Scott Mills Daily. I was saying yesterday and today about my favourite magazine headline for a while. Vanessa. Friends fear she's drinking custard again. Vanessa's actually here. Good morning.
Hello, morning. Hi.
Thanks for the text.
It's a pleasure. I love texting you.
I can't believe you're here.
Don't tell anyone I sexy text you, though.
No, okay.
Does that actually happen?
Well, sometimes I send him a saucy one.
Is that since you went to go see 50 Shades of Grey together?
It gave us all ideas. He may not admit it, but it gave us quite a lot of ideas.
Can't wait for the second film.
Oh, we can't wait. I'll bring a picnic for that one.
Now, I know that you told me that you've been hearing us talk about the ridiculous headline, which we read out on air yesterday. It's Vanessa on the front of a magazine and it says, Friends fear she's drinking custard again. Have you ever drank custard?
I didn't know you could drink custard. I didn't know drinking custard was an actual thing.
Yeah.
I have eaten custard. Let me say that on the record. I have eaten custard, often with crumble, occasionally with pie. I don't think I've ever eaten neat custard. I don't think I'm a sole custard eater.
Vanessa, we're worried
about
you.
I thought it was an accompaniment, a sort of condiment that you had with something sweet. But drinking custard, I've led a shelter life. I didn't even know you could drink custard.
What we were saying yesterday was from the headline, imagine if there was like some kind of intervention from your friends. Hi, V. Are you on the custard
step
again?
Step away from the custard.
Yeah, I like the idea of a couple of your friends in a coffee shop discussing you saying, look, I don't know about you, but I'm really worried about V.
I think she's on the custard again.
I think
again.
She's back on the custard.
The thing is, can one technically drink custard? Is it possible?
Yes, and we've actually got some
let's get on it.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Well, what happens if I develop this unbridled custard habit?
Are you suggesting
I drink it straight out of the carton?
Oh, I like it.
You're going to give me a glass.
I like it reduced.
We're all going to drink. I didn't think it was very elegant to do it straight from the thingy.
It's got a reduced sticker on it, but it says still fresh.
Still fresh. God, this is very bargain custard. Is it some old custard with mildew on it?
Oh,
he's got it all over his sweatshirt.
That classic thing where you open a yogurt and it sort of.
When you say classic and you mention yogurt, you're pretending that you don't secretly drink custard. You really mean that classic custard thing I do when I drink custard, right?
I'll be mother.
Yes, he will. Yeah. He will. We can't stop him being mother. Are. You see, it's rather thick and gloopy, isn't it?
There we are.
Okay, he's poured this into a glass.
Yeah.
What time is it? It's all over the microphone.
Don't say that.
Oh, dear.
Not.
Okay, right. Let's toast your health.
Right. Let's get on the custard, son.
Oh.
Get on the custard.
Down the hatch.
It's Friday. Awesome. Why not join us at home if you've got any?
Yeah, have a slug of custard. Okay, swigging the custard now.
Oh, it's quite good.
Mm.
I can see why you're back on it.
I know
why you do it.
That's fabulous, isn't it?
It's really nice.
I feel so sorry I haven't been doing it more. Mm. I've got to really take this up as a pursuit. Is it a hobby?
By the way, while you're here, casually getting invited to David Beckham's 40th.
No comment.
Why?
No comment.
Was it good?
No comment.
Did you get on the custard?
No comment.
Have you signed something, which means you can't say a word?
The only thing I can say is there was an abundance of custard. That's all I want to say. They didn't hold back.
Got right on the custard.
The custard flowed. It was one of those custard flowing.
Surely you can tell us something, Vanessa. It's not like you.
The fireworks were splendid.
Can you tell us over a cup of custard?
Quite hard to talk. The mouthful of custard is very thick.
You've nearly finished that off.
It's quite gloomy.
What about you? You've hoovered yours up. You love it, mate. I love it. You're a practice custard swigger.
Anything else you can tell me about the Beckhams?
No.
All right. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Do you want to take that with you?
That's marvellous.
Is that the most ridiculous headline you've ever seen, by the way?
About yourself.
There have been a few.
That for me was
One of them
just...
once just said, oh dear, Vanessa. That was one, and I think it was a close-up view of my rear. That was one. It just said, oh, dear. And I just thought, that's so horrible. What do you mean, oh, dear? What have I done?
That's so
I often
mean.
Think, what have I done? But in this case, I haven't gained 2 stone. I haven't even gained 2 pounds. Have I? Tell the truth. Do I look the
not
same
at
way?
All.
And I'm not exactly skinny, but I'm not any fatter than I usually am.
No, but you're not downing pints of custard.
I am now.
They seem to be
now you've hooked me.
Actually,
that's it.
Well, I think I'm on as well.
I'm quite pleased that because... Well, actually, I'm quite pleased that we've had this chat because, you know, your friends were worried.
My friends are nervous about it, I know.
Thank God. Thanks, Vanessa, for coming in.
Thank you. Was that an intervention?
I think it was.
I think it was, wasn't it?
Thank you so much.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Well, that just happened. What a weird end to the week.
I thought it was strong. Let's get on the custard,
get
everybody.
Get on the custard.
Get right on it.
Thanks, Vanessa, for coming in. Lauren kind of sums it up. She says, every time I hear Scott Mills on Radio 1, I have to remind myself that this is his actual life. Drinking custard on national radio, that's his job. Mills saves Vanessa Feltz from custard drinking habit. Breaking news, says Ellie. Sinead is just massively craving custard now and loads of our listeners are already on it. That was weird, really weird. We're back on in the afternoon from Monday at 1 p.m. on Radio 1 and Grimmy returns to breakfast Monday at 6:30. Scott Mills.